Rizkarov would have seen an American watch his dog, he would have known that they would make him a lion.
Anyway, so that's maybe... If the main diet of dogs nowadays is grain and grain products, the din might be different. But we'll see a Mishnah Berurah today about Tarnagolim, who seems to say that even if their main diet is grain, he is not machmir.
Cats,
it has a din of tzoa. We're going to learn that in Shulchan Aruch. Cats is tzoa. What? No, it doesn't have... Again, anything that emits a bad smell, even if it has nothing to do with tzoa. Any decomposed matter. Tzoa is like the prime example of decomposed matter. But decomposing matter, the stuff that's in those big green garbage bins, if it smells, has a din of tzoa midioraisa. You have to remember, mamish midioraisa. So we said yesterday, we made a joke, but it's not a joke. A true posek would determine if tzoas kelev nowadays, he would experiment and see if it smells. Someone made the point that when you step in it, it certainly smells, but it's no raya. No, but it's no raya, he said, because maybe that releases, like...
Maybe smells means when you walk by.
Well, smells means anything that...
Smells anything you walk to your nose, it smells good.
No,
you know what it's on your shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe it's because of the grain? I don't know what
doesn't to...
What?
The word crumah, it gets encrusted, it smells.
You walk in the streets of New York. You late to shul. You're saying Birchas HaShachar on your way to shul. Can you do that knowing that there is dog stuff all over the place? That's the question. So really, apparently in halacha you could, unless you know that it emits a smell. The Bir Halacha paskins that you have to know it emits a smell by a dog. You're allowed to assume it does not. I'm saying there are some achronim that say that if the main diet of an animal is grain, then you have to be machmir. So even though the Mishnah Berurah is mashma not like that, in Sefkot Mechav Zayin, when he's talking about Tarnagolim, and he's saying that even if their main diet is the grain, you are not machmir by Tarnagolim. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah does not hold of this Chumrah. Okay, but maybe Legabe, assuming it emits a bad smell, that everybody's noited to. That if it emits a Reach Ra, then it's also Midyaraisa. It's no worse than an Avela. So the Shaila is if it does or not. So maybe it does. I don't know. That's the question that we really left at. Does Tzoas Kelev nowadays emit a smell? And maybe the reason would be that their main diet is doggone.
But the dog is mainly dog.
I don't know.
Maybe the little, whatever those things are called, that's the stuff in the store.
Yeah. I think it is doggone. What is it, meat? I don't know.
Some of it's meat.
It's a perfectly valid.
It's been 25 years since we had a dog. Something like that. But our dog used to get this.
We're Swiskin when we need him. I don't think he knows this stuff.
No, but he doesn't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if he has no idea what domesticated dogs eat nowadays. Like, he wouldn't know that.
He
knows what they eat in Nairobi. Kids, we have to ask a veterinarian. Does anybody know a veterinarian? What?
Look on the
cans,
some of the contains.
I'm giving you a job. I don't know, probably a Mahadran store doesn't have dog food. Mahadran store is probably the only
dog cans are
there's also canned dogs.
Kids are technically to be our local Paskins, you can assume there's no smell unless you know it smells. Nafkamina is the people that walk in the street and they want to make brachas. And people in the neighborhood own dogs and are not careful. Or even if they are careful, but certainly Malo Enov. So in front of you, every time there's a grass with tree, with a tree, with a chashash. I know in New York, certainly, even if they listen to the law, but they go where it's like a box with a tree with grass. So according to this, technically you can make brachas. You don't have to worry.
The rest say the cat's worse than better.
Cat is cat and donkeys. Cat and donkey. We're going to learn in a second. So cotton hay. Tzoras chamor harako. If it's soft, lachar shabo meder after a trip, and the tzoras chasul, cat. Unemia. What's unemia? Weasel. You say in Oscar we say weasel, and nobody knows the difference. We just had. That was just a joke. We just had a 3-day. Shakla Vitaria among 10 people, how to translate when you mafresh trumas and maises, that Chazal used the word lasaking. How should we translate the word lasaking? We just had like back and forth among 10 people for 3 days. How should we translate lasaking? The maskana, I think, was to rectify in brackets as a food. To rectify as a food, no, to rectify for eating. To rectify brackets for eating. That was the bottom line maskana. So a lot of paichas go into it, so not a joke. But to me, I don't know what it is. Unavela masrachas. I don't understand the Shulchan Aruch really. I mean, it's anything that's masriach. So I guess by nevela you have your best chance. Sif hey. Simenayin tes, sif hey. Simenayin tes, sif hey. Tzoras chamor harako lachivo miyadech v'tzoras chusul l'namiyo nevela masrachas. Nevela masrachas goes on the word nevela. Nevela masrachas. Dinam k'tzoyos odo. V'holech v'derech avu v'shiroya tzoyos b'hem v'kenegdo. Emein areach bolo ein achoyshish l'miyot l'tloysu v'shel chamor. Now as if it's shel chamor, it doesn't matter that it doesn't smell. So as odo, it doesn't matter that it doesn't smell. So as chusul, it doesn't matter that I don't even know what Tzoras Chasul looks like. Anybody ever see it?
I had a cat.
They're very clean.
I had a cat.
The Chasulim are very clean. So no one's Bitash.
They also come around?
I never noticed that.
It's small.
You don't see it, so.
White? I think it's white. I don't know what it looks like.
Regular.
It's interesting. Okay, so Chazal said that has a beard odor inherently. Anyway, in other words, the Merag lion of the Chamor is also inherently disgusting and has a din of Merag lion of the person. There's three pshotim, that means a red hen. Or an indig, what's it called? Indig hen. What's it called?
Indigo.
It's a kind of hen, I don't know. Anyway, whether Aduma refers to the Tzoa's color, or the Tarnagol's color, or there's a third shot. Tzoa, Tarnagol, and Aduma, it's mashma the Tzoa's Aduma. Because Aduma's singular. Female. And Tanagoylim, he said in the plural. So the most going on the Tzor is Chonara calls. Let's see, Mishnebura Chafei. So it's Chamor, Banim Stomon Rechon Ra. Lachena Filum Yuzamim Pamecha, Chain Marichon Osir, Abelikat Soya Sodom, and Kazim Mogan Abram, Baibi Vir Alocha. Adumim Shonamash Shoklam, the Fishi Aduma, he was Rechos Boy. The Chrenim Kozu Shatanagoylim Adumim, whom I should call an English ham, Indic. Tanagol Hodu, that's a turkey, no? Isn't Tanagol Hodu a turkey? Kitzoos and Masrachas Meyoi. Meyanochon Shlola. So the Achrenim say it doesn't mean a hen. It means a turkey. Meyanochon Shlola Achzakos Mabayas, you shouldn't have them in the house when you're learning there. Prat Beis Tamad Chokom. Yeshub Lehira Torah. Can I get so? You're not going to be Mahar, but you're either.
That's like a
cat. So don't let them walk around the house. Don't let the Tanagol and what are cats, I guess. Unless he's trained, have a litter, no? kaka, the litter is like deodorized. But that wouldn't help you. That wouldn't help you. Cover up the smell with another smell does not help. Not tzoyas chasul. It would help for tzoyas kelev. That smells. So if you, I think if it doesn't smell, then it's okay. An avela masrachas. What about if you can't smell? That's a good shayla. An avela masrachas. Well, is that we say that decomposing matter that emits a smell as a din of tsoa? No, so that's all the chumras of tsoa. Meaning, even if your nose is stuffed, you can't. Right. But let's say, no, but I still have a shayla. Let's say tsoas odom, that doesn't emit a smell. It's a freezing cold day. And it didn't reach the shear of yavshus, of which the Shulchan Aruch will speak. But it's not emitting a smell today. I think in very cold weather, it doesn't emit a smell. So for sure, you cannot say a brach in front of it. It's Meloena of Arba Amis. It's for sure. It still has a din of tzoyos adam. And good. But what about tzoyos kelev masrachas? And today it's very cold, and it's not emitting a smell. That I'm not so sure about. And I'm not sure. That could be that since now it's not Masrachas, so now it doesn't have a din of tzoa. No, the Betzim doesn't have a din of tzoa. It's just if it smells, if it emits a bad smell, it's like the Vela Masrachas. No, the Vela Masrachas, on a cold day and it's not emitting a smell, I'm almost sure does not have a din of tzoa. No, if you don't say the Vela Masrachas has a din of tzoa, so even on a day when it doesn't emit a smell, you still can't say a bracha in front of it. You do not say that. I'm convinced. But the Vela Masrachas on a day when it's not Masrachas is okay. But Tzoas Chasul would not be like that. Tzoas Chasul on a day, if it's not emitting a smell, Tzoas Chasul is like Tzoas Odom. The Bir Aloch has a tzad. The Bir Aloch has a tzad that even tzoyos chasul on a day that it doesn't smell is okay. It does not have a din of tzoa. That it gets its whole din when it's masrachas, like the vela. That's okay. So your agrees now. The Bir Aloch delved into these. I'm just saying. It sounds someone walking in would think like. Yeah, the Bir Aloha has like a lom de shosofe about tzoyos chasul. Talk a lom de shosofe. But I said that anything that has a din of tzoya because it's masrachas, so if it's put not masrachas because it's a cold day, so it loses its din. But the Bir Aloha clears about tzoyos chasul. Is tzoyos chasul not like nevela masrachas, or is it like tzoyos adam? Okay. Soyos, yeah. Soyos Tanagoylin, Zion. It's very Nageya, it's Nageya Kaporos. And you go Shlok Kaporos, and you want to say the Psukim, and it stinks. You're next to a Lul Shel Tanagoylin. You're next to a cage full of squawking Tanagoylin. Can't say Psukim there, it stinks. A lot of times. So that's what we're learning now. Soyos Tanagoylin, Aholchim Abayas. Dina Katsoyas Bay Machai Vyoy. Aval Halul Shalahem Yehbol Sirchom. The Dino Katsoyas Adam. A single Tanagol walking around, not a Tanagol Aduma, but a Tanagol walking around the house. So no problem. It's Tsoas like Tsoas Bay Machai Vyoy. Does not have a Dino Tsoas.
The Tanagol Aduma itself is okay also.
What?
Tanagol, whatever it's Tanagol Aduma.
Yeah.
But the Tanagol itself.
Is okay. No, Tzoas Tanagol was okay.
Right, right, but whatever it is that Tanagol.
So Tzoas Tanagol Aduma is not okay.
Okay. But
now we're talking about not Aduma, that's all I said.
We're talking about the animal itself.
Tzoas Tanagol.
Oh, okay.
So it was time to go. Not a time to go to Duma, obviously. So they could walk around the house, and you're okay, even if they're matal tzoa. But avol alu shalem, they're cool. That really stinks. So dino ketzoa saw them. So the Mishnah Berurah. So here's what the Mishnah Berurah said is not machmir, because he says in Sefkot and Chof Zayin, even if the main food of the Tarnagol is Chameshas Minei Dogon, still its Tzoa does not have a din of Tzoa. So that's why I said he's not like that Achron that says here. Vafilum Iker Chiyusom Nechameshas Minei Dogon Kamken Yesh Lehokel Kozman Shvo Yadinan Tzorosom Masrachas Ovos Ayoshim Al Beit Tzosom Yedua Tzorosom Masrachas Ma'ot. Okay, Al Kain Poshu the Dinamos Ketzoa Sodom Alul Sholahem Hu Binyan Kotten Also Lavozu Matana Goylem Nesha Rabba Beit Tzoya Yesh Per Sichon Vuhu Mos Al Kain Dina Ketzoya Sodom. Why? Because it's Rabba.
You see that Rabba, if it adds up, must be it smells a little by itself too, but it doesn't matter.
Because the Chayyadim do it in Deir Shel Behema. It's only because it's a lot of Tzoa, and that's why it smells. So I guess that's where the Chayyadim's coming from. So if you have a Deir Shel Behema, it's also.
Is that the cow? Got a lot of cows and it smells
there.
That's what the Chayyadim says. That's his case.
But look at the Bir Halacha. Very schwer. He argues with the Chayyadim. Listen what he says. I am a Mishnah Berurah, my Shekhoza B'Shem HaChayyadim, the Yashir Shol Behema. Who will save a kitzah Shekhonarach Kota Dloi Nehirin Lai Dvarach. We got my point from Lai Yaskiru. Well, it's different than Lul Shol Tarna Golden. Lul Shol Retzalom Mishnah Melvar HaSirchon Hu Mo'uz Gam Kein. Kamo Shekhoz Lua Tlaisus V'Arosh. Arosh Vatur. No, the Dhamma Stavra, that the whole point of Dul Shetan Agoyle is because you have a lot of Tzoy. That's what the point of the Kitzur Shechon Aruch is. You have a lot. Whatever he mitzvah smell ultimately has a din of Tzoy and Sod. We're really always talking about if you have to assume it does or whatever. So a little Shetan Agoyle, I guess the Chayyadim understood that it's Poshut. There's nothing special about a lul shel tarna golem. You just happen to have a lot of tzoa in one place. So ultimately it stinks, that's all. So he said, who had din deir shel behema? So that's what the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is saying, not like that. Not like that, that's not the pshat. Lul. Lul happens to have a particular mius to it. Like when we, sometimes in a different context, it's called nofesh zuame, you'll find a lush. It's like disgusting. So that's what the pshat and lul shel tarna golem. Who says a deer shel behema has
barn?
A corral, really. They used to keep them penned up in a particular place. You see in Maseches in Yerushalmi Shvius, they used to keep them penned up, and they were supposed to fertilize the field. It was called a deer sahar. That was its name.
If you go into a barn, it always.
Anyway, the Biyaloch ends up arguing with the Chayyadim. Just the point isn't that there's a lot. That would be the point to anything's like that. Whenever you have a lot and it smells, it's also. There would be nothing special about a lul shel tarna golem. You're saying the barn always smells. That's the Chayyadim. Wait, but if it smells, everybody's mowed there. If it smells, everybody's mowed there. We're talking about if its natural state, I guess, is to smell. And therefore, the whole nafkamina really is, if you're not sure, or you have a stuffed nose that day, and you can't tell, what should be your assumption? Tzoa sodom also, even if it doesn't smell. Well, I guess that would be another nafkamina, if it pum doesn't smell today, because it's very cold. Or someone, we had there once, on a Friday, the whole matbechonesh stopped from the zevel that they put down on the farm there. And if they put down too much, the wind was blowing, the whole place stunk. You couldn't make a bracha. I don't know about in the houses, but outside certainly you couldn't, like, say a davar shebekdusha. You remember that? Like, three Fridays ago. So, what was it? Zevel of animals?
It's a fertilizer. It's a fertilizer.
So what did they use as fertilizer?
Horses and cows.
What?
Horses and cows.
Horses and cows, so the truth is an added bad smell. So, if, let's say, if the bad smell stopped, okay, not enough kamina would be legabed dawal amos mimokam shekola hareach. That would be a difference also. Now, the Vedas did not so, you need dawal amos mimokam shekola hareach. The Chayyodim would say that if you take fertilizer from cows and horses and you pile and pile, pile, so then it gets a din of lul shel tarnagolim. That's that, and the Bir Halacha would argue. Say, if it has a bad smell, okay. But otherwise, it doesn't have a din of tzoa.
How can you talk a lot about
it? I've been in a shkita house. It doesn't smell.
They don't pick up on their feet. Running around on
that's only. Oh, they take them. They're on an assembly line. They're hanging from their whatever. They're going by. I don't remember that it smells.
I was recently at the dairy. How could you ever pasta in a shiloh?
Can make a bracha.
We're saying I can't even.
But a shochtim would not be able to make a bracha on the shechita. The shochtim would not be able to make a bracha on the shechita. Or on kisui adam, they wouldn't be able to make a bracha. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. You want to call up Rabbi Stein right now? I've been in three flat sizes in my life. All of them chickens. I don't remember that they smelled. Where the shochet was, didn't smell. The chickens were not running around in a coop. They were hanging thing, waiting for their fate.
Being filmed, probably.
They suspected something was amiss when they were hanging upside down on the assembly line. They thought they were in Coney Island on a rocket. Okay, we'll stop here. Also, look, it's Knegan Ashba, Shereich Harak. I don't know Ashpa, it doesn't mean our Ashpa, it means Ashpa's with Tzoa in it. But if it's Reicha Ra, then it's our Ashpa's too. I don't know, I guess they end up smelling in the summer. What? I walked by these green, I walked by this morning on Sarotskin, a green thing. And I, like a true Paisik, I stopped and I was smelling it. It had a bad smell, but it wasn't like repellingly disgusting. You know what I mean?
What's the difference?
The lotion, when you say anything with a bad smell,
that's why it's really bad.
What was the lotion? Something that repels people. Something that's mitzair people.
Yeah,
star may also reyach. And I walked by and I took a couple of whiffs. It wasn't repellent. It didn't smell good. You know, it smelled bad.
Sometimes it's worse than other times.
Yes.
I
was on the bus today. There was a guy in front of me.
No, it might be somebody.
Tishabah. Can't make a bracha.
Sometimes
you can have a bracha. Really? You can't be Meir. Oh, yeah. By Tzowah, you can't be Meir either. By Erevah, you can be Meir. Not by Tzowah.
Well, but just a bad smell. Right. It smells bad.
No, that's not. That's what we looked yesterday. Only decomposing matter.
Why does a person bad smell bad?
That's
because
decomposing
he has
matter.
Dirt on him
bacteria.
And
right. So the bacteria. The bacteria. It's not the dirt. Dirt
acids
doesn't smell.
The acids in his.
You don't. You don't need soap to stop smelling. You don't need soap to stop smelling. You just have to wash off. You just have to take a shower. Yes, you don't have to do it with soap.
But it's the sweat, it's the acids in the sweat that make it smell. Every different body has different acids. That's what smells. So that decomposes matter.
Well, the bacteria is decomposing matter. What smells? Sweat doesn't smell.
It's
What? Sweat smells?
That's what different about Western food.
What? Sweat itself doesn't smell. If you would take sweat, it wouldn't smell. It's sweat with the dirt. It's sweat with the dirt. I'm pretty sure. It's really my memory of school says Rashaim Malika, but I can't believe he said that. So my memory must be wrong. There was a guy in Philadelphia came every Sunday morning. Oh man. So I remember Shmuel saying it's very fresh, ain't no ikka. But I can't believe he said it. My memory must be faulty. Why in the world would it be very fresh, ain't no ikka? The difference would be if you need dollar almonds, be mokum shakola or reyas, or you just need mokum shakola or reyas. So my memory must be faulty. Because why would it be very fresh, ain't no ikka?
But he's the ikka.
Tomorrow night, Hilchos Megillah drop. Should we start at the beginning? Or should we? Because they always start from the beginning. It's like boring. Let's start with the siman about Shalach Monos and Matonos. One siman Matonos of Yainim, and then one siman Shalach Monos. Then we'll go back to the beginning.
Is this permanently displaced in the Shavuot?
No, it's
just
a free Purim.
Just a free Purim.
I mean, the